Thank you, Madison. I want to read from Matthew chapter 16 first, in verse 13. I'll just pray first. Lord, just give you thanks for this day. I pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to us, Lord. Open the scriptures to us to understand. I pray, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to teach us, Lord. Your Spirit is a teacher, Lord, and can open up the word to us and open our eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Matthew 16, verse 13. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? Say that I, the Son of Man, am. So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. The word there that I think is flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. I was meditating on the word reveal because we all need a revelation of Jesus Christ. And Peter had a revelation that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, if we don't have that revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, we cannot be saved. We have to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that was what, I mean, the disciples and all the people around, they didn't know who is the Christ. They were waiting for the Christ. Who is this Christ going to be? And many people did not believe that Jesus was the Christ. And even today, there's only a few who believe that Jesus is the Christ. Because it says there are few who are saved. But who is it that the Lord reveals this to? And that's what I want to focus on today. Who is it that the Lord reveals that Jesus is the Christ to? Let's go in Matthew chapter 11. Back a little bit. Matthew 11. Verse 25, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. You see, the Son has to will to reveal himself to us. But who is he going to reveal himself to? There's a key word in here in verse 25. You've revealed them to babes. He's talking about his disciples here. I mean, these were a lot of the ones that he had chosen were just the lowly of society, the fishermen. Right, the tax collectors, the people, the sinners who understood that they were wicked and they needed a savior. He will reveal himself to those who realize they need a savior. If you're seeking and saying, I need to know who the Christ is, that's who he's going to reveal himself to. Now, if we just look back in the context of what he's talking about here, he did many miracles in verse 20. It says, he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. He did so many mighty works in these areas, but they didn't repent. And I was just thinking about Israel and how they saw so many mighty works when they came out of Egypt. All the plagues that happened and the parting of the sea and that they got fed with manna for 40 years and the water that came out of the rock to give water to millions, a couple million people. Twice. He parted the seas twice. And yet, they saw many miracles, but many of them did not believe, and they perished in the wilderness. And we can think, oh, I wouldn't have done that. You know, I would have just seen those mighty things, seeing that Mount Sinai burning and you know, the Lord descending upon it and all those mighty things. I would never have, you know, rejected him. You know, but after thirsting, you know, no water for 3 days and you know, the tough cold at night and the heat by day, there could have been a temptation for some grumbling, complaining. I can't say that I wouldn't have complained. But when Jesus came, when he was to be born, who did he reveal himself to first? Who did he announce it to? We were talking about this yesterday. Of course, you know, Mary, you know, he spoke to Mary, and Mary, you know, bore Jesus in her womb. But he announced it to the shepherds in the field. They saw the angels, and they now, why did he choose the shepherds? Andrew pointed out a verse this morning in Genesis chapter 46 that the shepherds were a lowly people. And there's a verse that says that the Egyptians, the shepherds were an abomination in Egypt. Just that occupation was just looked down upon. And there they were, and the shepherds got to be the first ones to go to bow before the king and give him praise and worship. Because he revealed them to babes. He came not for the wise and the mighty. It says here, the wise and the prudent, he didn't reveal it to them. He revealed it to the babes. And that's what I wanted to focus on this morning is our heart such as a child in humility so that the Lord can reveal himself to us? Because there's still more to be revealed. There's much revelation that he wants to show us in the word. We can say, okay, I believe Jesus is the Christ. Period. That's the end. That's the beginning. That is the beginning. You know, in Galatians chapter 1, it's a wonderful verse. Galatians 1. You don't have to turn, I'll just read it quickly here. But verse 15, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me. It wasn't just reveal his son to me. In the new covenant, there's such a greater life that we can have. It's not just getting a revelation like, okay, you are the Christ, but it's a revelation in us. We want that revelation in us. That small word, I remember this one teacher, that word in is so important. To have the Son revealed in our hearts, in our lives, not just to us, but let the Spirit of Christ be continually growing and increasing in our lives so that we will be such a shining light to a perishing people that when everyone else is complaining around us, we won't be complaining. I was at work the other day and there's just so much gossip going on. It was just burdening. And you know, someone was trying to be funny, but just putting someone down, and I just wasn't laughing. And they're like, oh, you don't think my jokes are funny today? And I couldn't respond to these things. I was just burdened by the gossip that was going on. They're unbelievers, and they don't understand. But, you know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so there's a separation. We're not laughing at the same things that people are laughing at. And when people are being put down, you know, we don't partake. We stand up for them. We build them up rather than put them down. There's a difference. So when Jesus was born, you know, first the shepherds, they were a lowly people. They were just common society. Jesus came for all. He came for the poor, the meek, the humble. And he reveals himself to those. And I want to read in Luke chapter 2, because he revealed himself to two specific people. And let's look at some characteristics of those people. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. I'm always amazed at Simeon. Many people were being brought, you know, children, they're being brought in and out of the temple. This man was old. No one else recognized the Christ. He's just a baby, 8 days old. And Mary and Joseph, you know, bringing him in to have him circumcised. But Simeon immediately recognized Jesus. Why? Why did Simeon recognize him? And no one else? Let's look at a couple of his characteristics. He was just and devout. You know, it says in Proverbs 3:32, it says, the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. He was an upright man, and the Lord will reveal his secrets to the upright. It also says, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Do you fear the Lord? If you fear the Lord, he's going to reveal his secrets to you. He's going to reveal himself to you in a powerful way. Do you know that the fruit of someone who fears the Lord is that they depart from evil? They hate evil. They hate pride and arrogance. So this man was humble. He was upright. Let's look what else. See, it says that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, for the comfort of Israel. He was waiting for Israel to be redeemed by the Christ. That was his all in all. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Holy Spirit had given him a revelation, had opened his eyes. We need a revelation. It has to be by the Holy Spirit. Remember he said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but the Father in heaven reveals this to us. So we need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. I like that. He came by the Spirit into the temple. He was led by the Spirit. You know, he was at home and he was listening to what the Spirit was saying. And the Spirit said, go into the temple now. He could have questioned and said, no, I've got so many other things to do. I don't have time to go into the temple now. I got to clean the house. I got some work to do or here or there. He's probably old. Maybe he was not doing so much work at that time, but I got to see my grandkids, whatever it might be, go to the temple. And he went into the temple. And then when he saw Jesus, the Father said, that's the Christ. Let's look at the next example. There was an elderly woman who was a widow, in verse 36. Now there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayer night and day. Coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord. and of him, and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. Here is a woman, a widow for 84 years. It said that she just served. She didn't depart from the temple. I just think of, if we want Jesus to be revealed to us, we need to abide in his presence. We don't have to sit in a building, but we need to be in his presence. We need to have his heart and his mind and seek him. It says that she served God with fastings and prayers. We need to spend time in prayer. Night and day, she was devoted. She was faithful. And then it didn't take long to recognize the Christ. As soon, it says, in that instant, as soon as Jesus entered the temple, she recognized this was the Christ, and then she spoke of him. Those are some amazing testimonies of who the Lord reveals himself to. I want the Lord to reveal himself to me. You know, it says in John 7, verse 17, let's turn there. Says, let's read in verse 16 first. Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but him, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine, whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. Someone who wills to do his will. If it's your desire to do the Lord's will, he's going to reveal himself to you and the truth in the word of God. That should be our desire. Lord, I want to do your will. I don't want to do my will. I want to do your will. Then we won't be deceived. We'll never be deceived if that's our desire to do his will. He will reveal his son in us. He will reveal the truth to us, the doctrine. In Romans chapter 1, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, that's the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. He's going to reveal himself to those who have faith and who are meditating upon his word. Because it's in the gospel that his righteousness is revealed. Again, that word revealed, revelation. We need a revelation of him. We want to know him. And it's from faith to faith, right? It's not all at once. It's going to be as we grow in faith, as one step, of, you know, every step we take in faith, as we seek him in faith. When I was thinking about the shepherds and how he revealed himself to them, but he also revealed himself to the wise men. And it seems, okay, well, the shepherds were the lowly, but the wise men, they were, you know, rich and mighty, and but they were from afar. And I think they traveled for about 2 years because they came when he was, probably about 2 years old or something like that. And so when the star came, they saw this star, and how did they, because they told Herod, they saw the star in the heavens, the one that was going to point to the Christ. They had been studying in the word of God. They've been studying. Somehow they had the scriptures, or they had this knowledge, and the Lord revealed it to them because they were seeking. And they traveled for a couple years. And that made me think of a verse in Jeremiah chapter 29. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or whether you're poor. But it says in Jeremiah 29, verse 13 and 14, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. These wise men, they traveled from afar because they'd been seeking for the Christ. And then they found him. They were led to his house. The star led them right there. But they had been seeking. They had knowledge. They were wanting to know where who this Christ was, and they knew something. And so if we seek the Lord, we will find him. He will reveal himself in us through his scripture from faith to faith, the message of the gospel. It's power to those who believe. So we have to believe the word of God. Let's finish in Genesis 18. When I think of a man of faith, I think of Abraham. He was the father of faith, it said. And so it says in Genesis 18, verse 17, starting 16, then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, now this is about what he's going to do to Sodom and Gomorrah. He's going to destroy it. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. It's interesting. The Lord would reveal his hidden secrets to Abraham because he was going to be the father of many nations. Why? Because he had faith. If we believe and have faith, the Lord will show us what he's going to do. He'll show us his secrets. He'll reveal his character and his nature. And he says, I have known him. The Lord knew Abraham. And Abraham knew the Lord. Now, what was the purpose? In order that he may command his children and his household so that they may serve the Lord. Fathers and mothers, do you know the Lord? Why do you know him? Why has he revealed it to you? One of the reasons is so you can teach it to your family and to your children. It's our responsibility to teach it to our families and our children. How are we living? Are we living in a way that is a light to our children? He reveals it to us. Yes, we are saved from our sins. We can be a testimony, a light to the world. And that includes, first of all, in our own family, to our children. That's such an important thing for us as fathers and as mothers, to be a light. When they see us grumbling and complaining, what are they going to think? This gospel is a dead gospel. There's no power here. Look, they say they're Christians, but they're just complaining all the time. They're arguing and bickering and fighting. What kind of, I don't want to serve that God because there's no power there. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the word of God is powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. So we need to repent and believe. We're going to make mistakes, but we need to be quick to repent and humble ourselves, even to our children. If we say something not in love, do something that's not right, humble yourself even to your children. That's not a sign that you're, as the world would say, weakness, but it's a sign of humility. That kind of weakness. And that's what we need. That will be a testimony. And we need to be growing in love one for another. So just to summarize, who does the Lord reveal himself to? That he is the Christ and his truth. He reveals himself to babes. Right? Blessed are the children, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let the children come to me, those who are little in their own eyes. Humble. He reveals himself to the just and the devout. As it says, his secret is with the upright. And Simeon was just and devout. He reveals himself to those who wait. Simeon and Anna were waiting for the consolation of Israel. They were being patient, and that was their longing. They were just waiting and seeking. And he reveals himself to those who fear him. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. And he will show them his covenant. He will reveal his new covenant truth to them. And in evidence, you can say, Lord, do I fear you? We know if we fear him, if we hate sin. If we love sin and love practicing sin, we do not fear the Lord. It's a dangerous place to be. He reveals himself to those who seek him with all the heart. As it says in Jeremiah, if you seek me, you will find me. The wise men were seeking him for probably 2 years. It says the Lord does nothing unless he reveals it, his secrets to his servants, the prophets. So he reveals himself to his servants, to the saints. Let's seek him and desire that he will open up his word to us even more, and his character and the riches of Christ, which is, you know, it says he's hidden these things from the beginning of time, but he's now revealed them to us by his Spirit, right? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, you know, the great things the Lord has prepared for those who love him, but he's revealed them to us by his Spirit. So we want our eyes to be open to the great things the Lord has prepared for us. And it's open to us through his Spirit. We need his Holy Spirit. And he will teach us and show us his ways. Amen.